Picture this, a smoky old airport lounge. A pilot in uniform looking very official with his hat and those aviator sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
Now, zoom in, he's lugging around this massive letter-bound book. No, it's not the latest bestseller. It's the plane's handwritten maintenance log. Hard to believe that wasn't all that long ago. Thankfully, things have changed. You want to know how tech is revolutionizing that whole scene? Buckle up, we're going on a deep dive into the world of electronic tech logs and aviation maintenance. Our guide for this journey is a fantastic article from the May 2023 issue of Aviation Maintenance Magazine. We're going to unpack the benefits, tackle the challenges, and give you a glimpse into the future of how these digital logbooks are reshaping the skies. So why should you care? Imagine this: fewer delays, planes that are even safer, and maybe, just maybe, cheaper flights because airlines are saving money on maintenance. Sound good? Well, that's the potential of electronic tech logs, or ETLs for short.
That's right. And what's really cool is that ETLs aren't just about replacing paper. They're completely transforming how airlines approach maintenance. We're talking real-time data, which means mechanics on the ground can know about a potential issue while the plane is still in the air.
Okay, that does sound cool, but how does that actually work? Give me an example.
Let's say a sensor on an engine starts reporting slightly higher temperatures than usual. With an ETL, that data is flagged instantly. The system can even create a visual representation of that data, kind of like a chart so everyone can see what's going on. Maintenance can pull up the engine's entire history, see if it's a one-time thing or part of a larger pattern, and be ready to address the issue the second that plane touches down, maybe even have the right parts waiting.
So it's like going from playing catch-up to being one step ahead. No more relying on scribbled notes or waiting for the crew to fill out paperwork after the flight. It's about fixing potential problems before they even have a chance to cause a delay. That's a game changer, not just for airlines, but for anyone who has ever been stuck on a plane waiting for a mysterious minor technical issue to be resolved.
Exactly. And it goes beyond engine maintenance. Remember those clunky old cabin defect logs where flight attendants would scribble down notes about a broken tray table or a wonky seat? ETLs can actually use interactive maps of the cabin to pinpoint exactly where the problem is.
Now that's what I call an upgrade. More efficient maintenance, less downtime, happier passengers. I'm already sold. But let's be honest, isn't this just fancy record keeping with a digital makeover?
That's where you'd be mistaken. What makes ETLs truly powerful is their ability to connect with all the other systems an airline uses, maintenance, operations, you name it. It's like the central nervous system of the entire operation.
Okay, I like where this is going. Paint me a picture. What does this system-wide impact look like in action?
All right, imagine this. An aircraft needs a specific part inspected after a certain number of flights, right? An ETL can track that automatically. As that part gets close to needing inspection, the ETL springs into action. It doesn't just make a note in some digital folder somewhere. It can send out alerts to the maintenance planning team, maybe even automatically order the part. And all the while, it's keeping the operations team in the loop about any potential schedule impacts.
Wow, so it's streamlining communication and collaboration between all these different teams that might not always be on the same page. That's huge in an industry as complex as aviation.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about the increased control and accountability ETLs offer. With a digital trail, airlines can easily track maintenance activities, identify if the same issues keep popping up, and most importantly, ensure every single action taken is properly documented and follows those strict aviation regulations, which, let's be honest, are there for a reason.
Right. It's not like we can just slap a Band-Aid on a plane engine and hope for the best. So, with all these advantages, why isn't every airline using ETLs? This is where things get interesting, because this article points out that there's been a surprisingly slow adoption rate.
You're absolutely right. There are a few reasons for this. One thing the article highlighted is the lingering effect of early setbacks in the development of ETLs. Some companies overpromised and underdelivered, which understandably made some airlines hesitant to give ETLs another shot.
It's like that old saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Those early missteps definitely left a mark on the industry. But it sounds like things have come a long way since then, right?
Oh, absolutely. Technology has evolved drastically. But the aviation industry, with its intense focus on safety and its rigorous regulations, is understandably cautious about adopting new technology.
Of course, it's not like switching to a new email provider. The stakes are much higher when we're talking about aircraft maintenance. But the article did mention some success stories, right? Some airlines and MROs are using ETL successfully, right?
Yes, that's right. And these real-world examples are where the potential of ETLs really shines through.
Hold on to that thought because I think we need to dive into those examples in a bit more detail. But first, a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to continue our deep dive into the world of electronic tech logs. So those success stories, those are pretty encouraging, right? I mean, we're talking real-world proof that this tech actually works.
Oh, absolutely. And it shows that the industry is moving in the right direction, even if it's a bit slower than some of us would like. The article specifically mentioned airlines like, let me see, Etihad and Jazeera, and I think Royal Brunei. Yeah, Royal Brunei was in there, all using ETLs with really positive results.
So it's not just a pipe dream. It's actually happening. But something that struck me in the article was how much faster those electronic flight bags, you know, the EFBs, those tablets pilots use now, how much faster those caught on compared to ETLs. Any thoughts on why that is?
Yeah, that's a great point. And honestly, I think it boils down to the scope of the change. EFBs were primarily a pilot-focused technology. Wow. ETLs, on the other hand, well, they touch so many parts of an airline's operation. You've got pilots, maintenance crews, the folks on the ground handling logistics, even the parts suppliers.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger web to untangle.
Makes sense. It's like one department versus the whole company having to adapt. But that kind of makes these success stories even more impressive, doesn't it? They've managed to pull off that large scale change.
Exactly. And that's why I think it's only a matter of time before we see more widespread adoption. Plus, the technology itself is evolving rapidly. And the article hinted at some seriously cool stuff on the horizon.
All right, let's talk future tech. What can we expect to see in the next generation of ETLs? What's got you excited?
Well, one word, AI. I mean, imagine an ETL that can not only track maintenance, but actually predict when a part is likely to fail based on all sorts of data. We're talking historical records, real-time sensor data, you name it.
Hold on, are we talking about planes that basically tell you when they need a tune-up before anything even goes wrong?
That's the idea. It's moving from reactive maintenance to a proactive approach. Fewer delays, fewer unexpected issues. It's all about keeping those planes flying smoothly and safely.
All right. I am on board with that. Less time waiting on the tarmac is always a good thing. Anything else in the crystal ball when it comes to ETLs?
Well, the article also touched on the idea of self-serve implementation, which I think is huge. Yeah. Basically, making these systems easier to adopt and integrate for all airlines, not just the ones with massive IT departments.
So kind of democratizing the technology, making it more accessible to smaller carriers and maintenance providers. I like it.
Exactly. And then this is where it gets really interesting. The article ended with this thought about blockchain and its potential role in aviation maintenance.
Blockchain. Okay, now we're going down the rabbit hole. I thought that was mostly for cryptocurrency stuff. How does it even connect to airplane maintenance?
Well, at its core, blockchain is about creating a secure and transparent record of transactions, right? Now, apply that to aircraft maintenance.
So instead of paper trails and digital files scattered everywhere, you'd have a single tamper-proof record of every single maintenance action, every part replaced, every inspection done, all tied to that specific aircraft.
Exactly. You're talking about a level of traceability and accountability that was basically impossible before. Imagine being able to instantly verify the authenticity of a part, trace it back to its origin, all with complete confidence.
That could be huge, especially when it comes to combating counterfeit parts, which is a very real concern in this industry.
Absolutely. But beyond just security, blockchain could also streamline supply chains, optimize inventory management, you name it. It's a whole new world of possibilities.
Okay, color me intrigued. Blockchain and aviation maintenance. Definitely not something I expected to be talking about today, but I'm glad we did. It's clear that this technology has the potential to be a real game changer.
Oh, without a doubt. Mm. But here's the thing. Even with all this amazing tech, the biggest obstacle to widespread ETL adoption might not be technical at all.
Oh, now you've got me curious. If it's not about the technology itself, what's holding airlines back?
Well, it's something that affects even the most innovative companies, even outside of aviation. And it's something that, frankly, we all struggle with from time to time. It might be something far more ingrained in any large organization. Resistance to change.
Ah, the good old, but we've always done it this way, mentality. It's the invisible force that can stall even the most promising innovations.
Exactly. Shifting from paper logs to a fully integrated digital system isn't just about buying new software. It requires airlines to rethink their processes, workflows, and even their organizational structures. And that can be a daunting prospect, especially in an industry as risk-averse as aviation.
It's a reminder that technology isn't always the biggest hurdle. Sometimes it's the human element, the fear of the unknown, and the comfort of familiar, even if outdated, ways of doing things.
And remember, we're talking about a highly regulated industry where any change in procedures needs to be carefully considered and often requires regulatory approval.
Right. So it's not just about convincing an airline's IT department. It's about navigating a complex web of regulations and approvals. That adds another layer of complexity to the adoption process.
It does. But as we've discussed, the potential benefits of ETLs are significant. Increased efficiency, improved safety, reduced costs. And as more airlines successfully implement and demonstrate the value of these systems, that reluctance to change may start to fade.
It's a bit of a chicken and egg scenario, isn't it? Airlines are hesitant to adopt until they see proven results, but those results are more likely to emerge with wider adoption.
Exactly. But I'm optimistic. The momentum is building. Think about it. A decade ago, the idea of pilots using tablets in the cockpit instead of those hefty flight bags seemed like a radical concept.
And now it's the norm. No more pilots lugging around those massive bags of charts and manuals. It's a powerful reminder that even in a conservative industry like aviation, change is possible.
Precisely. And just as EFBs revolutionized the way pilots operate, I believe ETLs have the potential to do the same for aviation maintenance. It may take time, but I think we'll look back on those clunky paper logs as relics of a bygone era.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of electronic tech logs, here's the key takeaway for you. ETLs aren't just about going paperless. They represent a fundamental shift in how airlines manage maintenance, with the potential to make flying safer, more efficient, and maybe even a bit cheaper for all of us.
The next time you're on a flight and you hear that familiar boarding music, take a moment to think about all the incredible technology at work behind the scenes, keeping those planes in the air. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, that flight is on time because an AI-powered ETL spotted a potential issue before it even became a problem.
That's a future I can get on board with. This has been fascinating, and I don't know about you, but I'm already eager to see what other technological innovations emerge in the world of aviation. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.